time working on like a great Republican governor. Terry's done a great job as governor. Now, I was telling many of you, he's had the job before, so he knew what he was doing. And you know, there's a contrast. And on a serious note, there is a contrast. We have a president who hadn't run anything before he was elected president of the United States. And so I appreciate your coming out today. One of the reasons I'm here, and I'll be very honest with you, one of the reasons I'm here is I think this is an extremely important election. I've got three young kids. Got a little girl and two boys. I don't know about you, but as a father, and maybe you're a parent or a grandparent, I worry about the opportunities, the quality of life we're going to leave our children. I think we have an obligation to leave things better than how we found them. Well, that's a Boy Scout motto for those of you familiar with that. But it's also been true that every generation of Americans has left more opportunities for our children than we've inherited from our parents. You think about it, that's kind of the American dream. If you work hard, you should be able to do really well. The idea is that if you're willing to get a great education and work hard, there should be no limit to what you can accomplish in this great country. And that's an amazing thing about this country. You don't have to be born with the right last name or the right zip code, or you don't have to have any of those things if you're willing to work hard and get a great education. What's at stake, I believe, in this election is the ability of our children to continue to pursue the American dream. I think the president is a very nice man, but his policies simply haven't worked for our country. And I won't bore you with a lot of numbers and facts. I'll just give you three examples. One on the economy. Look, 41 straight months unemployment above 8%. 23 million underemployed, unemployed Americans. We got young waitresses here. We got young people working here. If you get out of college this year, 50% chance, nearly 50% chance you're going to be underemployed or unemployed. His policies simply haven't worked. He said that if he couldn't get this economy turned around in 3 years, it'd be a one-term proposition. The second area that concerns me. His response to the economy has been to simply borrow more, spend more, tax more. Every year, we have borrowed more than $1 trillion that he has been president. We've borrowed more than $1 trillion in our name. My little girl came home from school. You got to be careful. Kids are so honest. They just say whatever they think. She came home from school the other day, and she had a button on. One of her friends had given it to her. She was wearing it. And said, please, don't anybody tell President Obama what comes after $1 trillion. You know, that's kind of true. When you think about it, this is not a sustainable path we're on. We are now, our debt is now 100% of our GDP. I was sharing earlier that, you know, to an earlier group, that the Europeans, even the German foreign minister, is now telling us, America, you need to get your house in order. You know what's bad when the Europeans are telling us we're spending too much, borrowing too much? Under this president, he's grown the federal budget now to 24%, 25% of the economy. That's not sustainable. Third and finally, when you look at all the government spending, you look at all the government borrowing, you look at all the taxes, this election really comes about to two very different visions for our country moving forward. Mitt Romney understands we need to grow the private sector, not the public sector. Now, the president said, well, I didn't really mean that when I said if you have a business, you didn't build it. Remember a few weeks ago he said the private sector is doing fine, it's the public sector. His aide said he didn't really mean that either. You know, a few years ago, he went to California, said that Americans were clinging to their guns and religion. His aide said, well, he didn't really mean that either. It's not just what he says, though, it's what he does. This election is about two different visions, two different approaches to how we grow our economy, the proper role for government. In short, I think the president's view involves a lot of class warfare, involves dividing us. It really, I think it's reflected in the Occupy Wall Street mentality, that perspective that, you know, we're all, instead of celebrating when people are successful, demonizing when people are successful. Governor Romney's got a different vision. It's a vision about growing the private sector economy, and it says, look, you're not entitled to your neighbor's property. You're not entitled to an equal outcome in this country. You are entitled to equal opportunity. And if you're willing to work hard, if your kids are willing to work hard, they should have a better quality of life than you've enjoyed. And that's really what we all want. That's really the American dream. That's what this election's about. It's a very, very important election. I want to first of all thank our host for allowing us to be here. I'm looking forward to it. Unlike most of you, I've never tasted these sandwiches, but I hear they're pretty impressive. I will say, if we were in Louisiana, we'd probably deep fry them. You know, we like to do our thing. But I'm looking forward to it. This looks a little healthier than what we would normally do, but I'm looking forward to having one of these sandwiches. I want to thank Dan. I want to thank his staff for allowing us to come here. They do it. Let's give them a great round of applause for allowing us to come here. I'm going to allow him, if he wants to say a few words, might want to encourage you to come back and buy some sandwiches tomorrow as well. I mean, I wouldn't blame him for doing that. But I also want to close by thanking you. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank y'all for coming out a couple of years ago and electing a great governor. This election may be the most important election of our lifetimes. We always say that, but it is really true this year. Who we vote for matters. It's not about speaking styles, not about personalities. This is about two very different visions for Iowa, for America. And so I'm very grateful for you to be here today. And I just ask you to make sure you talk to your neighbors, your colleagues, your family, friends, everybody you know about voting this fall, and tell them why we've got to elect Governor Romney as our next president so we can get our country back on track. And remember, it isn't about us. It's about our children and our grandchildren. Thank y'all for coming today. God bless y'all. And thank y'all for taking some time out in the middle of the day to come visit with me.
It's amazing how many of you I know. Every one of you, I think. Thank you for coming in. And thank you for giving me this opportunity.